Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Fridays are off to a great start. If you're a Duck fan, Godspeed to you. The wait for the game is going to be brutal the rest of the day. We had a listener earlier saying, I wasn't supposed to go into work today, but I went in to go to work just to stay busy. I just need to do something. Like, I got to do something with my hands, man.
No house projects you
can
do.
I can't sit around. I gave it a kick for, do the math, a long time. And I can't sit around and do this all day. So
I'd find something. I'd find something to do and not go to work.
Just pacing around the house. Part of me is glad that I have a long, busy day on the air today, and I'm going straight to the post or the pregame after this.
Yeah, otherwise you're Pablo Escobar.
I'm just sitting at home, just like
contemplating your life,
just staring at the wall.
Was your wife going to be on hand?
She's there. Wife and kid are there.
What if it's like a night Teddy's just his worst? He was screaming.
You know what? Look, we're in the trust tree here. He was a little bit of a bitch last night. It happens. You know,
he's not even two.
It's gonna take place. And I told him when he went down, when he was going to sleep, I said, buddy, we can't have this energy tomorrow. It's too big of a day. He knows how to say go Ducks. He's going to be running around in his gear. He's ready to go. He's never seen his dad like this, so I might scare him a little bit.
Yep.
He might have some nightmares in the outcome of this game.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, if we're going to be a little fussy, thank you at least for getting it out of the way, hopefully the night before the game. Because if this carries over tomorrow, we're going to have some issues on our hands.
Okay.
I will not have my phone on hand just because I might have to pause the game and leave the room and go help.
I told you I'm not going
to
text you.
So if anybody wants to reach out to me, I'll get back to you whenever the game's over, whenever I'm done watching the game. So that phone's going to get thrown into another galaxy. Last thought on Wild Card Weekend, and then we'll kind of give some final thoughts on the Oregon-Indiana game.
Are your Duck friends kind of like you, or does the group chat pop off during the game because they don't care like you care?
The tough part is the main group chat I'm in has Beavs included in it, and so they troll. There's a lot of that. There's needling when they lose. There was a lot of go Texas Techs on New Year's Eve. So then it goes into an offshoot of the group chat where just the Ducks go in for their safe space so nobody can make fun of us in case things get dark and dangerous.
Sorry, I don't think Beavs fans should be popping off about anything.
Look, what the hell, dude?
What's
going to
happen? Are we going to be terrible again?
Are we going to make fun of you for the same things we made fun of you for? Like, you know, hey. No natty for you. I'll hear it. I get it. If they lose tonight, I know what's coming.
2-10 and poor. What are you going to make fun of them for?
I'm poor. Let them fly, dude. You got nothing else going on in your life, and your fandom's pretty depressing right now. I don't blame you at all. I hate my rivals, too. Final thought on Wildcard Weekend. Houston and Pittsburgh is the Monday night game. The last one of Super Wildcard Weekend. So we'll obviously have a little bit of time to talk about this on Monday, but I also know Monday is going to be a very big show with a lot of other things going on. And so just our thoughts on Pittsburgh winning a playoff game.
They definitely can.
Do we trust Houston's offense?
Well, here's the other part. Have you watched Houston the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I think I have.
These were pretty big games with stakes, and I know that they ended up subbing out Stroud, and you know they rested
their guys.
Last
week they put Mills in, and they ended up
beating the Colts.
That's right.
But like
the week before that was
goal.
The Chargers game, and if Dicker makes a couple of kicks there, maybe they lose that game.
All I'm saying is they haven't looked like unbeatable the last couple weeks.
Eked out a win over the Raiders at home, to your point, the week before that.
They were losing in that game.
They were.
I think they got down by either 14 or 10.
Yeah.
They had to come back in that one. So, yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers could win that game. And you know what? Like, at the end of the day, I think whether you like Tomlin, you want to move on, or you're cool with all of this and you're a fan, them winning the wild card might as well be their Super Bowl.
The ceiling.
That team's not going to the AFC title game.
What if they've won two playoff games?
Them in the divisional round will be my favorite bet to bet on the next
to bet
week.
Against them, whatever the
who
line
they,
is.
Who would they play in that scenario? They would play...
Well, they're technically the 4 seed, right? So you get reseeded. It depends. Do the Chargers win? Do the Bills win?
Yeah, they could play... They could play anybody.
You could play anybody. I guess they could play a ton of teams. It would just depend who they play, but yeah, I could see a world where they win the game. Houston's like, what happened to you guys? And then I'm ready to hammer the opposite side of the Pittsburgh divisional round.
So I already think this is going to be a really ugly game just because, you know, who's playing? Pittsburgh, pretty good pass rush. Houston, very inconsistent on offense. Houston, best defense in the NFL. It's just that leads to an ugly rock fight.
Right.
Let's play the scenario out where Jacksonville beats Buffalo and New England beats LA. And then you would get Pittsburgh on the road at Denver in wild card weekend. And how ugly would that game be?
Not great, but I'm taking Denver all day.
Oh, I would too. Yeah, I'd take him to cover and win the game, but I would also bet the under no matter what the number is.
You know, we talked about this earlier with Josh Allen and the Bills with no quarterbacks in the way. I know we're a week out from it, and I don't want to spend the whole segment on it. I'm fascinated to know what the pressure cooker is on Denver.
Yeah, I mean, last year you get there and you're playing with house money because you got a rookie quarterback, and so you get killed. Nobody's going to, you know, bat an eye at that. An unbelievable year and a rookie quarterback to get to the playoffs in that division.
But you could say even in a year two, traditionally, you're still in a house money situation of we're making the playoffs with this guy. This is great, except they're the 1 seed.
You're the 1 seed.
So I don't know if that's really what it is.
If the Chargers win, that all of a sudden is your second round game. So then you might get a duck-on-duck divisional round game.
Ooh.
Should be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think I know where Duck fans should lean there, but...
Oh, I don't think it's a question of where they lean. I don't even think it's close. Ooh. 4 years to 2.
But the 2 years were pretty good.
The 2 years were awesome.
Yeah.
Very fun 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll root for Bo against any other team to win, other than... Or a quarterback, I should say.
What about Cleveland?
Other than the one. 2-1. 4-2-1.
Only Big Ten title.
Big fish eat littler. That's, you know, you're true. That's true. Bo couldn't win the Pac-12. Never forget.
What about Washington when Jaden Daniels is
Bo also beat my team. So, you know, it's very weird. All true. Of this is that's very true. Weird. He beat Herbert in a game. I was there in Dallas, and it was heartbreaking when it all happened.
That's true.
So that game, look, it's going to be ugly. I think Houston's probably going to win, but to your point, like, they're funky on offense, and if they do something stupid and this game is close competitive, you find yourself in a one-score game in the fourth quarter against Pittsburgh, anything can happen at that point. Do we trust Pittsburgh's defense? It seems like they've gotten better as the year has gone on. Pass rush has got Watt
well,
was
they got
back.
Watt back.
That helps a little bit.
I think the tough thing is how impactful is DK going to be back from the suspension?
Yeah, nobody luckier than that guy with that win than him.
Just... Dude, as many questions you might have on Pittsburgh, I have the same questions on Houston's offense.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
And why can't they not figure that out?
The Chargers game was hilarious because I think we were on vacation when that happened.
We were, yeah.
The first two drives, it's like, touchdown, within 4 plays. Mm-hmm. And just these bombs, and you're like, oh my God, they're going to blow them out of the building, and the final was 20-16.
Yeah.
They only kicked 2 field goals the rest of the game. Outside of blown coverages, they couldn't do anything.
That can't be just a Stroud thing.
No, I think it's more complex than that. The offensive line has struggled a little bit here or there. He's been inconsistent, and he's been banged up, which doesn't help. I think at times they struggle to run the ball, too. But you lean on your defense. They're very similar to Denver in that regard, where your offense can be as wonky as you want, but your defense is going to give you a chance in literally every game that you play.
Look, we're all going to sit down on Monday and turn it on, but I'm going to be like Clint Eastwood on the porch, like, ugh.
Long weekend of football. It's the last one we're getting through.
And it's going to be a field goal game, which by definition will make everybody say, what a great game.
That it will, Bob. That it will. We will get to Spring and Line coming up bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. Let's take one last look at Oregon and Indiana. A comment from earlier on our show, earlier this week, I should say, about the trust level in one player. And Spray can go ahead and tell me how my team's going to lose. That's next on The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, getting closer. Oregon, Indiana. Pre-game coming up at noon over at the Thirsty Lion. Stop by, say hello. Buy me a shot. I might need one.
Winning football is winning football.
You're damn right it is, Dan.
We spend to win.
You want to stay sober for this one?
I'm not going to be sober for this game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Going to get home after and
take a little bit of my guy, Mike.
That's no chance, dude.
Way too much on the line. I can't go through this thing cold, stone, sober. What the hell's the matter with you?
Swag, you bring in your car gift for him.
You get some mushrooms for me over there.
If there's any way to enjoy losing to Indiana.
Yeah, is there an alternate world that pops up with the shrooms that my team somehow wins the game? Can that exist for me?
Come and wait. They didn't win?
Wait. Can I at least go to bed for one night happy, my head on the pillow, there smiling, thanking the football gods? Well, Oregon and Indiana, 4:30, right here. I don't know if you know this. It's right here on The Fan.
Yes, it is.
And our pregame coverage will begin at noon. You only get 2 hours of the firm. Apologies to the firm P1s. We're taking over their noon hour, kicking them out. And we're going to be over at Thirsty Lion, me and Anthony Newman.
Quack, 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 Mr. Duxworth.
Quack, quack, quack is what they say. Earlier this week, we had Bill Connolly on the show, a noted ESPN writer, good friend of the program. We've had him on throughout the course of the season. And he's saying, hey, look, S&P Plus or SP Plus, his model says only a 3-point difference between Oregon and Indiana. But he likes Indiana. And the reason is because he doesn't know if he can trust this guy.
I mean, yeah, that is, I guess, I mean, trust is earned when we see you do it. And, you know, he has the talent. He's got speed at receiver. Benson's awesome in the playoff. Like, they have a lot of pieces, but it has been kind of the story of the Oregon offense this year, where if they have an athleticism advantage, they absolutely destroy you with it. And if they don't, they really don't know how to move the ball all that well. And they didn't find any sort of advantages, matchup advantages like that against Indiana. So, Yeah, I mean that's kind of where I'm at. It's a you know, I haven't seen Dante Moore beat a defense like this. Therefore, I don't know that he can. And then, you know, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world if he came through. But that's kind of where I'm at, I guess.
Is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? And do we believe in Dante Moore tonight?
Well, if Noah Whittington is out because he's sick,
listed as questionable last night.
And I saw Schwartz say when it's this late to add to the injury report, it's usually an illness.
Everybody's speculating, but that sounds like a loud, you know, sound theory.
If it's Deer Hill and Jay Harris, and then DeCorian is, I don't know what to put stock into what DeCorian's going to be in this game, nor Gary Bryant Jr.
Sure. Their snap counts went up from game one to game two in the playoffs, but to your point, I think DeCorian has two catches in the playoff games, and Gary's got one.
Yeah, so I'm stuck in a rock and a hard place here. I've seen him make so many good throws, and I know he's had some great games, but like in terms of their biggest of games, none of the teams they've played, I think, come close to Indiana in totality.
Yeah.
And so I haven't seen – I think Conley's right on that we haven't seen it. Doesn't mean you can't have it. But if it's all on Dante the way that it was kind of all on Trinidad Chambliss –
not a fun world to live in if you're a quarterback.
I don't believe that will be success for Oregon. I don't think it'll go their way. They're going to need the defense to be tech-like. They're going to need Deer Hill and hopefully Noah Whittington if he plays to establish and give them some more, you know, base level consistency on both the passing attack and the rushing attack. You're going to need your tight ends to continue to be great, which they have been. And Benson's going to have like a 4-6 catch game minimum. In those instances, sure. But if you're very limited, you lose a guy, the defense isn't exactly lights out, or Indiana kind of neuters somewhat of the defensive line pressure, I don't believe they can win that way.
Yeah, I think one of the angles, I agree with all that. He's got to have to play special, and if you're limited running the football because of your injuries at running back, that's a really tough world for a quarterback to live in, because you're going against an elite defense who can get after the quarterback. And to your point on Chambliss last night, there were moments in the game where they couldn't run the football because their top running back got hurt, Lacey, on his breakaway touchdown run, and then he missed a chunk of the game, and so I got backups in there, and Miami was key. He was running for his life a lot of the game, and that's kind of the world that I envision for Dante if Oregon is banged up and unable to run the football. Remains one of the biggest questions I have about this game. Will Oregon, with or without their backs, be able to get a little bit of push up front no matter who's running the football to just stay balanced at least to a certain element offensively?
Let me ask you this. I've heard this a little bit, and I think we've said it on our show. I keep hearing, like, if Oregon plays their best game, and it's not that you can't, it's that, like, if we've been this many games in and you haven't seen it, is it something that you can sit back and expect to happen? Or are you, this is just who you are? Like, I would lean that any other team, if we weren't the home of the Ducks and we were talking about this game outside of our bubble, I don't know if we'd be sitting here using that as hosts and saying, well, they haven't done it literally at all year, but in the bigger games. But
sure.
But this is the game where they can do it. I don't think we would say that, but we are saying that to a certain extent, right? Like, they haven't had their perfect game offensively, but we just haven't seen it. You need evidence.
And this is where I guess, you know, part of the optimism resides in me, not just because of the clothing I'm wearing right now. It's that I don't think you need to be perfect to win the game. I think that's giving a little, and I want to make sure I give Indiana their flowers. And if you've listened, you know that I have.
We've given
the best team in the country. So don't take this out of context, because people love to do that. I don't think you need to be perfect to beat Indiana.
But can you be above what your inconsistencies
have? That's the question. That's the ultimate question. Yeah. Because they've had moments where they've done it, and they've had moments where they haven't. They haven't been perfect all year. No football team's perfect. Nobody is, right? So there's going to be moments in this game that ultimately end up deciding it in key situations. That's how every big football game goes.
Because Indiana, Iowa, and Washington. You can throw USC in that, and I won't disagree on the big game, quote-unquote, thing, but we know their defense is not good. If I used those three teams, those are the three best defenses you've faced, right? Outside of Tech.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
I give Penn State a little bit of credit for where they were at that moment in the game, but yes.
But so even use Penn State, too. Like, I just, in those instances, it's not been extraordinary.
I'm going to add something to this, because I'm glad you brought that up. Going into the Texas Tech game, and we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, everybody, I feel like, and we just kind of do this with Oregon teams historically, the entire discussion about the matchup to me going in was, Oregon's offense against the elite side of Texas Tech, and that was their defense. Mm-hmm. Can you run the ball? Can you negate their pass rush? How do you handle all of this? And while all of that is important, as it will be tonight, I feel like an incredibly untalked about storyline in this game is, can Oregon's defense play better than they did the first time around?
Yeah.
Because I thought Oregon in that first matchup was very good defensively, sans two drives in the second half.
Very disruptive up front.
They got sacks early. Mm-hmm. They outrushed, from a running back standpoint, yard per carry standpoint, Indiana in the game. Mendoza's legs killed them. Mm-hmm. They got a pick six and scored a touchdown on their own. They forced multiple three and outs in the second half, and they're coming off of easily the best game that they've played all year. And that, to me, is just kind of an elephant in the room that's sitting here of, I don't think Oregon's going to have to score 40 points to win this game, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And so can your defense scale up and carry you for a week and hold Indiana to 17 points tonight?
Which
would be a big surprise for a lot of people, but I think Oregon's really good defensively. I think the matchup helps a second time around. And if you can find a way to get a little bit better bottling up Mendoza using his legs, and now you know some of the ways they're going to try and tack you, Becker being an impact player changes the dynamic a little bit because it's another weapon for him. But I think Oregon's defense is going to have a lot to say in this game tonight.
Fair. I think the thing I was going to throw back was going to be the Becker addition and what he's been for them. Really since that Penn State football game, emerging as kind of a go-to guy. Like, you go back to the last matchup, it was Surratt was just unguardable.
He killed him.
He caught everything. And now you're here, and Becker, you can make an argument, is their number one target.
Yeah. Cooper was the one that made the catch against Penn State to win the game.
One of the greatest catches we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And Malachi Toney was pretty damn close to making that the second best catch of the season. So I think the new wrinkle offensively and finding a new target like that changes things. I guess what I wonder is the crappier question, the secondary depth.
Yeah.
And
you just lost some guys. Daylon Austin down as your nickel.
You know, both these coaches had a really...
Out, I should say. He transferred, not down.
They had really good answers of summing the effect of, like, the evolution of rematch, I think, was the question. Was kind of like, you played before, how do you reevaluate? And... Mm-hmm. And they both had a good answer, but Cignetti really just was like point blank, well, I'm going to watch all our weaknesses from the last game and all the positives. I'm going to look at all their positives and all their negatives, and we're going to see what they've done since and what we've done since, and we're going to break it down, and we're going to tell them all these new adjustments, and then we're just going to roll it out, and we're just going to see what happens. And he's like, it's just that simple. Like, I've always been more... I love to react to what we see more so than talk about it, because we're just going back and forth and saying, well, what if this positional group plays well? What if that positional group plays well? There's so many wild cards in a rematch. But where you and I agree 100%, I do think the 3.5 is, like, whether you think Oregon is the winner or Indiana, I think you should just fundamentally take the 3.5. I think Oregon is too tough. I think they're very well coached, even with two coaches that are currently head coaches somewhere else. And I am super excited to see what that defensive line can do to pressure Mendoza, to put the offensive line on skates a little bit. And if the running game for Indiana is going to be slowed up again, but Mendoza's legs don't impact the way it did the first matchup,
yeah,
I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring affair. It's more like, if Indiana gets to 24...
Is that enough?
Is Oregon at 13 because
they're... Can I throw a stat at you?
Yeah, sure.
Dan Lanning in his career has never lost a game giving up less than 30 points.
I believe I saw that stat on one of the notes.
He is 42-0.
He's 42-0?
Not giving up 30.
He's 42-0?
Or giving up less than 30 points.
Until he's 42-1. Like, that's the fun thing about those stats. So
at some point it will be broken.
I think you and I, whether I'm going to go Indiana, and I think right now, if I'm being honest, I'm leaning Indiana. I think the 3.5, I'm taking that all day if I'm betting a line.
Swag?
I like the Ducks' chances tonight. I think Dante Moore will be more buttoned up in terms of protecting the football, being secure with it, sustaining drives, so the defense won't be faced with short fields. I think it'll be very difficult for both teams to drive the length of the field and do that. And I think it's going to come down possibly to who has the ball on the final, very similar to what we saw last night. But yeah, I think... I also expect Oregon, some of it's they're going to be forced to because of the lack of running back depth, but I think they went through with a fine-tooth comb that tape. They realized, no, we had advantages here. We never went back to it. I expect to see a lot of Kenyon Sadiq in this.
That was another part of it. He said, I didn't realize how banged up he was in that game. He said he was at 50% the first time they
played.
Is that
after the Rutgers game or before?
So it was, they beat Penn State, had the bye, and then played Indiana. The Rutgers game came after that.
Right. And he got banged up in that game,
and then he
too.
Got banged up again, and then he missed the Iowa game. But he was, remember, he got hurt in the Penn State game late on that play along the sideline.
He fell down, and he said
he was at 50% for that game. And I criticized Stein. I'm like, why are you not giving him the ball? And then you look in hindsight, you're like, well, he was kind of out there as a decoy because he wasn't healthy.
If Whittington is a no-go for you, does it change what you think?
I don't think so, because I think to what we've heard from previous guests during the week, if Oregon is going to win, Dante's going to have to come up with some drives and some plays. He may not have to throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns, but similar to Penn State or Iowa, there's going to be a drive at which point he's got to make some throws and get him down there.
So since October 18th, now this isn't accounting for fumbles, but just in the interception department.
Okay.
He's literally gone turnover game or interception game, no interception game, interception game, no interception game. Guess what he did in the last one?
He threw a pick.
He threw a pick.
He did throw a couple against JMU,
Oh, yeah, he did two against JMU.
That's
so
no
going into the
though.
JMU, it was every other. He's going back and forth.
Really popping my nobody's giving us a chance bubble over there, Swag. Way to go, dude. Didn't play in a bit.
I told you, half the analysts
picked
Oregon to win.
Not like they're
going to
just run it down their throats.
Nah,
but
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I think it's going to. I think the fourth quarter could be wild like it was.
I hope so, man.
Last
night's game was awesome. That was such a fun football game.
I'll be surprised if we don't have a similar close, fun
I think it's
going to
be tight early on. Neither team's going to try to take too many risks or chances. They're going to try to establish themselves, and then the course of the game will dictate, okay, when do we have to open up? When do we have to try to throw a haymaker here and do something spectacular?
Certainly not a football coach here, so I can't begin to even describe X's and O's in a way that other people can. I will say, and rightfully so, we're in Oregon. We also haven't done the reverse version of what we're talking about. What did Indiana not do very well?
Oh, they have the same benefit.
In that game where they beat Oregon, right?
Right. Lanning had a good quote on that yesterday where he was like, sometimes we get in our own heads with the rematch stuff. Of, oh, we have to do this, but then they game plan for it.
Or you way over-prepare.
Something worked, but they were going to expect it, so let's not use it, but it would have worked again. He's like, sometimes that ends up becoming a mental game that doesn't even impact the game.
I expect to see something from Oregon we have not seen all season.
Oh.
Can you describe what that, like, give me an example.
Some sort of different offensive formation.
Kenyon Sadiq throws a touchdown pass.
Something.
Oh, yeah.
I think they realize we need to throw Indiana a look or a formation or something that they haven't seen at all.
A wildcat with Johnson and Sadiq.
Please God, no wildcat. No wildcat. Wildcat's been a disaster for us this year.
I don't know what it's going to be.
For the love of God, do not line up in wildcat. Wildcat sucks. It should be eradicated from football.
You nervous about it, your kicker?
Yeah, dude. I'm an Oregon fan. I'm nervous about everything. Last one for you. Over under 4.5 fourth down attempts for Dan Lanning.
Over.
4.5?
Because he went for it 8 times. Well, technically 7 because one of them was a fake punt.
I think he's going to have a lot of fourth and shorts.
So you go over? God. That's
I'll take the under. 4. Exactly.
Not good for my mental health. If I get 7 fourth downs again in this game.
What if he's 2 for like 6?
Anytime you're in 3rd and 3, please just pick up a first down. Just please, for the love of God.
4th and 3 at his own 47. Do you want him going or kicking?
No. Yes. No.
See, that's the thing is we criticize the guys on these decisions, but like if I tell you it's a close ball game, it's mid third quarter, it's 4th and 3 at your own 47.
Go for it. Damn it. Go for it. Another look.
And then he runs a play.
No,
why'd
you do that? As long as they don't line up in wildcat on 4th down, I'm all for it. For the love of God.
Do you guys still have, did you have one of those baby cams in the crib?
Oh, yeah, we still got
the monitor. Can we put that on you tonight?
You want the monitor up in the house?
Yeah. I don't need audio. I just want
to. Shirts might be off at some point. Chewing on a towel.
The Truman Show treatment of Dirt tonight would be fantastic.
Going dark on me?
Let's do. Let's spray the line. Get your fake sponsors in. Fantex line. We'll do that next. Spring in the line. Spring in the line.
Just doing a 4-person show over here.
Firm, get out of here. Danny's in here putting lotion on his face. What the hell's happening
it
right now?
It puts the lotion on their skin and orchids the Danny again.
Spring and line brought to you by Mac Khalil. To be fair, he has huge O-lineman hands, so probably looks average in his hands.
I'd love to see who has the biggest unit with the smallest hands in America.
Well, that'd be a fun little game to play.
Like, is there a small, short person who's just absolutely hung?
Spring and Lyon, brought to you by SEC on ESPN. Because why would the number one ESPN crew go to the number one versus number five game when they can have Herbie continue his SEC propaganda, just like Sprague continues his betting propaganda, even though no one wants to hear it?
Judge.
I was a little surprised that they were on that game. I wondered how much of it had to do with Herb Street calling the game tomorrow night.
Yes, I think that has most to do.
I'll give you a hot take. I actually thought that was a good point by you earlier this week. I don't buy it. He flies private. He goes from game day set.
He's at the game tonight. They're doing a game day with this crew in Atlanta tonight.
Yeah.
Saban and all those, they're all in Atlanta.
He could have called this game.
They have like a 2-hour game day coming up again today with the same crew.
Maybe it's a voice thing.
Spring Lab brought to you by a cucumber. Don't forget the baby oil. You need something to ease the pain of a triple back door.
Yeah, you do.
Spring Lab brought to you by figuring out why my wife has stopped eating pears after my vasectomy. Only one shooting more blanks is Sprague's picks. That's well played. Sprague Lab brought to you by Doing Your Coworker. You know it was a good time when it was dripping down your chin, just like Sprague knows it's a good time betting when he's pitching a tent.
Swaggalish.
Somebody's been listening all week.
Sprague Lab brought to you by Food Pyramid. Still not as pointless as a Sprague pick.
Ooh.
And let's do one more here. Sprague Lab brought to you by My Liver. It's gonna put up a better fight than Sprague's picks this weekend. Win or lose, baby, we still booze.
By the way, poll question up at Dirt and Sprague. Duck fans, are you currently an emotional wreck? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Not yet. You're just building to it.
What?
I think I was last night, to be honest with you.
You still got
watching Miami win.
We have to get our picks. I have a hypothetical I want
to
ask in the finals.
Okay, here we go. Last week, everybody went 1-2. My only hit was the Broncos Chargers under of 37.5. Sprague, your only hit was Rams 7.5 against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And Swag's only hit was the Seahawks over the 49ers. So 1-2 weekends, everybody's season standings are here. Sprague 28-26.
All right.
Still over 500.
Dirt in second place, 24-28-1.
24-28.
This is just don't say this.
And then Swag is 18-35-1. Is where we're at. 18-30. There's still a lot of football left.
We got to do that next week. What is my furry spirit?
Well, we have two punishments we haven't played.
We got off. Yeah, but this will be the third. You're the leader in the clubhouse, Sprague. The tee box is yours. Go quickly.
I'm hammering the Bills. I was on Jags all week.
Flipping last day.
And then like Haley Steinfeld, I saw my dream man. He's wearing 17. I'm going Josh Allen. I'm going down with the ship, baby. Okay. Bills minus 1.5.
Okay. Swag, I'll allow you second.
At 10.5.
Are you going to do it?
That's just too many damn points.
Look at you taking a big dog. Good for you, Swag.
Land Big Wood.
Big Wood has not worked for you this year very well.
Not at 10.5.
You're going to go on the Panthers. I'm so scared for you.
You're betting on the Panthers.
Although you're 18-35-1, what do you have to lose?
You got nothing. You're playing with house money at this point.
With house. Yeah. I gave him the house. All my money.
That's a good point. I gave it earlier. It's my favorite bet of the weekend. Hopefully it ages perfectly and not like hot milk in July.
Yeah.
Chargers 3.5 plus 3.5 Sunday night in New England.
I am going to fade you. Actually, I've been thinking about that one too. It's much like my Jags Bills pick. I've liked it all week. The Charger way with the hook. I just think ultimately, man, this New England team's they're a little more loaded and the offensive line is a problem. I know the defensive guys and Herbert rested for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weapons are in New England side. I'm going to take the Pats minus the 3.5.
Okay. Swag, pick two.
The 49ers cannot defend the run.
Thank you.
Saquon Barkley should get it 20 to 25 times. I will lay 5.5 with the Eagles.
That's a tough one. If you wanted to bet it too, earlier the week was the time to do it because the line sat at 3.5 when it first came out. It's got nothing but up. Mm-hmm. It might keep going up too before kickoff. So if you do want to bet that game, it's only going in one direction. So maybe wait and hold off because it probably will go up. My second pick, I'm going to go to the game tomorrow night. I think they were the better team the 2 times that they played. Giving a little credit for the postseason history here and a slight quarterback edge in their direction, I'm taking the Packers minus the 1.5 on the road in Chicago.
Look at us, unplanned spring and line segment. I'm taking the Bears as a home dog. I think they're going to run the football. Yeah, I mean, I got to have a dog in there. I think they're going to run the football, maybe make chaos happen against Jordan Love, who's coming back here, and leave us with a lot of questions come Monday about Matt LaFleur, who was deemed the wonder kid and really has performed as a head coach there.
Okay. Swag.
I expect super wild card weekend to end with a super dud and a rock fight in Pittsburgh. I will take the under of 38.5.
I thought about that too.
A lot of field goals.
Yeah.
Okay,
a lot of field goals.
A lot of field goals. Texans. Hold on, I gotta write it
down. That ain't a great place to kick field goals either.
We saw it last week, and quite literally,
what's
both
the weather
kickers
in Pittsburgh Monday?
Cold, but not not a lot of
blizzard
stuff.
I'm going to go the opposite direction of another game, and I don't want to take a side because I'm with you on liking the Bills, but also I don't know if I trust them. I feel like Jacksonville's offense is humming as good as anybody's right now. What do I know about Buffalo? They're not very good defensively, but they have Josh Allen. I'm taking the over in Jacksonville-Buffalo, which currently sits at 51 and a half. Here are the picks for Sprager. He's on the Bills, -1.5 Sunday, Pats, -3.5 Sunday night, and then the Bears, +1.5 tomorrow night. Swag is on the Panthers right out of the gate tomorrow morning, +10.5 or tomorrow afternoon, I should say. The Eagles, -5.5 on Sunday against the 49ers, and the under of Texans Steelers, 38.5 on Monday night. And I am on the Chargers, +3.5 Sunday night, Packers, -1.5 tomorrow night, and the Bills and Jags over of 51.5 to Sunday morning. Spring Line brought to you by Going Forward on Fourth Down. When a field goal will increase your lead by one possession, makes about as much sense as investing your savings on a Sprague pick. Final thoughts. Sprague's got a conundrum he will throw at you. Poll questions to answer. And we put a bow on this Football Friday. And we will do it next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All righty, final one for us on a Football Friday. Fist pumping our way into the weekend as we always do. Poll question is up at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Duck fans, are you currently an emotional wreck? Yes or no? 32% of you are lying.
Only 32 saying not. Huh?
Only 32 say no. One listener responding, I'm just staring at my work emails as the existential dread grows by the second. It's a pretty good way to put it.
I have a. I'm going to say this, and some won't like it. I have enough sports things in my life where I'm actually kind of relieved I don't have this in my life.
Yeah, you just get a stress-free. It was like how I mean, Mario. Obviously, there's an angle there for me, but like that was just a really fun game to watch last night. Now my team might be included in having to beat that team, or they're, you know, I could be facing months of heartbreak. Look ahead. But it's just, it's fun when you sit down and you just get to watch a high level game with the stakes, the emotional swings, and you're not invested in it.
It's going to be hard enough for me Sunday watching my football team.
Even though you think they're going to lose.
Even though I think they're going
to
lose.
You're still invested. The second they go out to a 7-0 lead and Purdy throws a tut in the first quarter, you're totally flip-flopping on that take.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose tonight?
Okay.
If I told you it was a certainty you're losing in the title game to Mario?
No. No. Getting to a third national championship would be incredible. And I'm not going to downplay the significance of that. Okay. As painful and emotional as it would be, because you can't guarantee me on the other side that Indiana, if we lose tonight, beats Miami.
Oh, no. I think I told Swag, if Indiana gets there over Oregon, I might pick Miami.
Yeah.
I really like that Miami team.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're tough. They're physical. Yeah. Defense, offensive line
Tony's
is great.
God,
he's an absolute freak.
He that catch, be a senior.
He had one of those. Who was it? Was it McClellan that had the one-handed helmet catch against Washington
they
overturned?
It? Yes,
his catch along the sideline should have just counted based on principle.
Well, let me ask you this, because their explanation on the replay is a toe tap attempt versus a full foot attempt. And I'm like,
the ESPN ref analyst is a dumbass. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, because he argued against a targeting call and then they overturned the targeting call. And then he flipped his stance 45 seconds later to defend the officials on the field.
But the Tony catch, it's an amazing catch. How in that situation physically are we supposed to tell if he did try to do toe, but gravity brought the whole foot? So heel out, no catch.
Yeah, the toe touches first. It's no counties because then the heel comes down after that.
If you're putting me back wherever they do the reviews and you put me live on TV the way the ACC does, you're going to hear this. Oh, my God. I think he tried to catch it. That's a catch.
Let me see here. He jumped along the sideline and caught it one-handed with his right hand.
Kept it with the one
hand. Pulled it in and got the toe down first.
Survives the ground, no problem.
And then the heel came down and we're overturning that? You thieves of joy.
Right.
How dare you.
Thank you.
I'm nervous.
You still have a pregame show to do.
Yeah, you got
to
focus.
Does Anthony get nervous about this stuff the way you do?
Nah, not quite like me, but he's close. He's close. I love watching games next to him because we don't talk to each other when we're in the press box, because we're both in the same mindset of like, don't. And then a commercial happens or a timeout and we're like, hey, how's this going? How's that going?
Yeah.
So I'll be out there at Thirsty Line. Come say what up. The big watch party's out there tonight. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game with Duck fans, there's your go-to stop, the Thirsty Line. And Anthony Newman and I will be out there in give or take 2 hours starting the pregame show.
I'm not going to text you after we get off the air. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We will be leaving you.
I mean, you can text. I won't have my phone on me, so I'll get to you after.
Why would I text?
We know.
Are you going to voice notes your thoughts?
I will do 4 voice notes, one per quarter.
Oh, I like that. Feeling at the end of the quarter, feeling at halftime, third quarter and postgame.
We'll see how badly they each age.
I like that.
This game's over.
Early in the game yesterday, it's like, oh my God, Ole Miss is going to get run out of the building. Well, not going to. It's so fast, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good luck to all the Duck fans out there. Let's hope we got happy tissues and not sad tissues tonight, because there will be tissues involved. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you from Thirsty Line in about 2 hours. We'll be back together as a show Monday, breaking it all down at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.